News now from AM 550, FM 99.9, WSAU.
Hello, I'm Larry Lee with the latest news on WSAU.com. New Hampshire's death penalty has survived an appeals. Fox News Radio's Marga Bassett has details of.
In 2008, Michael Addison was convicted of killing police officer Michael Briggs in Manchester, New Hampshire, and sentenced to death. Today, New Hampshire Supreme Court justices released their ruling that the capital murder conviction will stand and that the evidence was sufficient to support the jury's guilty verdict. On his appeal, Addison's defense attorney said the trial court judge's instructions about reasonable doubt varied from the normal standard. A convicted killer hasn't been executed in the state since 1939. The case is the first of its kind in more than a century. In Manchester, New Hampshire, Marga Bassett, Fox News Radio.
And now a state Supreme Court decision that's a lot closer to home. This one involving the Wisconsin Supreme Court ruling this morning in favor of the city of Wausau. This in the Icy Willie's liquor license case. The city council had voted not to renew the controversial bar's liquor license after some violations in 2009. Thomas Noel owned the bar and sued after losing that license. The local circuit court ruled in favor of the city. Noel appealed. The appeals court favored him. The city took it to the state Supreme Court, and the Supreme Court affirmed the circuit court decision overruling the appeals court. City Attorney Ann Jacobson said, "That ruling means that cities throughout Wisconsin will retain their ability to make this rule on licensing.
And they can now rest assured in the knowledge that they're legislative function has remained intact, and that deference will be given to the city, who's uniquely positioned to exercise their police power in making those decisions."
Now, even if Noel had won the case, it would not be an instant "here's your license" situation. He would have to have a premises to have a license reissued to him. The former Icy Willie site is already torn down, and it is soon to be a new Quick Trip location. Most of Wisconsin's federal lawmakers are concerned that a new package of farm programs would put America's dairyland at a big disadvantage compared to others. A conference committee negotiating a new farm bill, mostly trying to work out wide differences in the amount of food stamp benefits to cut. Senate Democrat Tammy Baldwin and seven other Wisconsinite lawmakers say current federal rules are setting the price of milk for cheese at lower levels than the milk to drink, and that is a problem. Governor Scott Walker at North Central Technical College in Wausau this morning talking about jobs, job growth, and some new funding for businesses. The governor said the business leaders tell him Wisconsin is a great place to place customer service positions.
It's easy to understand folks from the Midwest. The people in the Midwest he found to be overwhelmingly pleasant and easy to get along with.
Walker said the state is projecting a growth of 2,200 new jobs a year in customer service through the year 2020. Former governor and vice presidential candidate Sarah Palin will be making a tour through Wisconsin soon. She has a book coming out, and it's part of a book signing event. She will be at the Rib Mountain Walmart November 14th. Wolf hunting and trapping almost over. One more zone closing tomorrow, and that's Zone 6, the zone that accounts for over half of the state's land area. That means the only remaining wolf hunting and trapping zone will be Zone Number 3, a very narrow area that covers portions of Taylor, Chippewa, Rusk, Price, Washburn, and Burnett counties. Republican lawmakers in the state assembly are pushing a bill that could address some of the legal challenges over Wisconsin's stalled voter ID law. State Representative Michael Schraw from Oshkosh said the bill would ensure those who lack a photo ID could still vote. They would just have to claim they can't afford an ID, don't have the documents needed to get one, or have religious objections to being photographed.
The voter can then cast their ballot, but it will be treated like a challenged ballot. It is marked with a special serial number corresponding to that person's information in the poll book.
State Representative Jocasta Zamarripa argues the bill amounts to voter intimidation since people would have to publicly declare they are poor.
There is an audible vocal declaration that an individual will have to make to indicate that they're poor to be able to cast a ballot.
An assembly committee is currently considering the bill. Even if it passes in that chamber, though, leaders in the Senate have indicated they have no plans to take up the proposal at this time. The Storm Track 9 forecast from meteorologist Tony Schumacher tonight. Partly cloudy, turning clear and cold. Low of 24 with winds northwest at 4 to 8. Thursday, partly cloudy, cool again, high 38. Thursday night, clear and chilly down to 23 and increasing clouds Friday, but a slight chance of a shower in the evening, high 43 degrees. Cloudy, breezy, maybe some rain or snow on Saturday. That's the latest news. I'm Larry Lee on Central Wisconsin's Fox News Station, WSAU and WSAU.com.